Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
Is that your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new Untold Story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story old or told?
No, baby!
It's a new Untold Story.
Today's episode of A New Untold Story. Kyle, you know what it is.
We're just going to go right off the top with an ad.
We have five.
How are we going to people are going to just click right out if they hear an ad first?
No.
Off the top?
You have to. That's what the job of a presenting sponsor is.
And wearing
corduroy pants.
What brand?
Amazon. But they look like Volcom
you're
Stone.
Wearing Amazon pants?
They're Amazon brand.
Amazon brand?
Yeah. Got them from Amazon. And they fit me well.
You're Jeff.
Because I have a regular shaped body. Yeah, this is by Bezos. All right, is that enough banter before
your
I get
ass
to the
looks
ad?
Like Jeff Bezos' forehead if he got sniped in the middle of it.
Is that my butthole? His bullet wound?
It's bloody because you haven't been using dude wipes. You've been using toilet paper.
Okay, you're off to a hot start. Yeah, my ass does look like. Wait, why his forehead? Why not his own ass?
Because you don't have an ass.
I have an ass.
Stand on the table.
Why would I have to stand on the table to show
and
my
turn
ass?
Turn around.
You're so used to being short. For people to see your ass, you have to stand okay. on a table.
All right.
You want me to stand up?
You're talking crazy. Shit. Yeah, it's a divot.
Not a divot. It's just higher thighs.
Okay.
Girls, every time I'm laying on, after I fuck their brains out, I lay on my stomach and I let them tech deck in it. Sick. They're like a regular Bucky Lassick in there.
Yeah.
Name a skateboarder.
Okay. We already said Tony and Bucky.
Yeah. The big two.
Scheckler.
Okay. You got Scheckler. That's a cop out. Anyways, today's episode is brought to you by Dude Wipes.
Chris Melville.
Who? The guy from Wheeling?
No. Yeah. He's nice.
He was just a guy that wore like Etney's shoes to school. He was nice. No. Was he nice on a skateboard or just nice?
Nah, he was sick with it.
With what?
I don't know.
But he was.
I don't know.
That dude was so sick with it. He like wore a camera around his neck.
That just is a testament to how sick he was.
I've never seen him take a photo.
He didn't.
He just wore it?
He would always draw like
graffiti.
Smashed Red Bull cans.
Yes. He was so sick with it.
He was sick with it.
Never knew what he did. Dude Wipes, Kyle. You use the product, don't you? You quit shitty, scratchy toilet paper, didn't you?
Yeah.
How are you not getting this by now?
Because I fucking hate giving you layups like this.
They're an extra large. It's not giving it to me.
To sell the product. Sell the product on your own if you're so good at selling products.
I never said I was good at selling products. Dude Wipes are an extra large, flushable wipe made with plant-sourced fibers designed to give your butt a cleaner, more refreshing finish than TP after dropping a deuce. Be prepared for any situation with Dude Wipes. They come in at home or on the go options, Kyle. Which one do you prefer?
Yeah. I want them in my home.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want them on the go.
Okay.
I prefer it just in case there's an emergency.
You're afraid to shit anywhere else besides your home.
Yeah, but the on the go is what's best for me.
Okay.
I'm a stealthy wiper. Anyways, they also have Dude Powder. And Dude Shower body wipes, great for products and for those hot and sticky days. You can find them on Amazon or Dude Wipes at Walmart or Target. So they're in those big ass stores, Kyle. But we recommend you go to dudewipes.com so you can use promo code ANUS15, ANUS15 for 15% off your entire order. That's code ANUS15, ANUS15 at dudewipes.com for 15% off your entire order. Mm-hmm. Kyle.
Right.
I feel like
we've done playing your little straight man character.
I'm the Jason Bateman of this podcast. Okay. Yeah. And what are you if I'm the straight man, Kyle? You have 13 out of 10.
What? Oh, Fajorino?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like because of recency bias, we have to address this from the last episode. If you didn't tune in, go ahead and do that right now so you're not lost. Or I'll just explain it now. You've been taking vials of Kratom. You've been shooting them back like a shot of Rumpelmans. And it turns out you didn't read any label.
First off, I cold turkeyed Kratom. I'm off it.
Did you cold turkey Bison?
I'm tapering off Bison.
Okay,
I'm not quite off Bison. I'm delving into like experimental alternatives to Bison.
Like,
I don't want to do fucking straight Bison.
Experimental meats?
Yes.
What experimental meats are there?
No, the dark web. You can get like these vacuum sealed, like freeze dried, like swamp buffalo lard.
Why don't you just eat from like lean meat?
From like the Yangtze Valley of China.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to gradually get off bison. So I have to go to...
Because you're going to swamp buffalo lard. Did you actually buy some?
The next step is water buffalo. And then I'll get off water buffalo eventually. And then I'll be completely off the bovine family. But right now I'm trying to get off buffalo.
The bovine's a big family. You're only scratching it off after two?
Well, bovine is, you know...
What?
That's ambitious. I want to get off buffalo.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so I'm not...
There's the very common red meat that's available everywhere, though.
Yeah. So I'm going to get these black, these dark web swamp.
Are you honest to God?
They have... So I have to, like, now I have Bitcoin now. I'm becoming a crypto guy.
To buy your meat. Because that's the only way you
can
buy
them.
Are
you into crypto or finance? No, I'm bison. That's why I have Bitcoin.
So you have to buy that with... crypto?
Yeah.
And you're getting water buffalo lard.
Swamp buffalo.
Swamp.
Freeze-dried lard. Like astronaut food.
It's freeze-dried. There's no way that's ever going to taste good. Anything you
do to
that.
We're going to try it out and see what happens, right?
No.
Okay.
You're going to hate. Why don't you just eat beef?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm done with the kratom.
Turkey the kratom, which is tough because that's essentially heroin.
I retroactively decided to research the safety of the product I've been doing for the past 50 days.
A product that you have been buying from 7-Eleven?
Smoke shops. Like this like Turkish kid.
A boy.
Yeah. For $20.
A vial.
And like I researched their OPMS.
What's that?
That's like, I don't know. They're like little vials.
Are you sure you're not just saying opium? It sounds like you're just breaking apart the word OPM. It's OPM.
OPMS. I think that's what they're maybe going for. But I researched it. I went on like subreddits and forums for Kratom. So these people who belong to these.
What's the Kratom subreddit like?
They're people who are just addicted to Kratom.
Okay.
Some in denial, some not. But I looked up like the specific one I was taking.
Yeah. What did they say?
I was taking way too much. Second off, brand I was taking is so much stronger than like the herbal tea Kratom that like the
layman takes. Too much of the strongest, and it's not like you were an advanced addict. You just started doing it.
I went in raw.
How were you ingesting it?
So at first I was just drinking it all.
Is it a liquid?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a liquid. It tastes.
What color is it?
It comes in a vial. It tastes vile. It's brown.
It looks like mud.
You've tasted
mud
it.
Mud water.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm like scurrying into the smoke shop, buying a $20 vial. And before I even like get, I like immediately rip off the lid, stab open the seal with like my Lucy apartment key. And I'm like gagging down a vial of basically like primordial dirt juice. And like the literal tweakers who are having crack withdrawals next to me are like, are you good, Slim?
Yo, Slim. Because that's what they call you.
Yeah.
They're like, do you want to hold a dollar, Slick? Are you get back on your feet?
These bums are trying to help you out.
I think I was like downing Kratom. Like under like leaking scaffolding, and like this finance guy in FIDI like walked by me and he was like, he like handed me a dollar. He was like, wait, are you the guy from Friday Night Pines? What happened?
What happened, man? Doing so well.
So I looked
on FNP.
The OPMS brand Kratom, and like this was one of the posts. Former heroin addict here, daily user of Kratom for 8 years now. This OPMS stuff is the real deal.
Oh my God.
Only need half the tincture and I'm on my ass. Kind of defeats the purpose of quitting heroin, but oh well, you win some, you lose some. God. Cheers, fellas.
Half?
Kyle.
I was doing the whole thing.
This is a guy that was doing heroin for years.
The other guy was like, yeah, I did the product for like 3 weeks. Half my hair fell out and the remaining strands are the texture of asphalt.
His hair was the texture of asphalt?
It was like, yeah, the ones that did grow back were like cracked sandpaper.
Dude, why didn't you do research before doing this?
I don't know. And those are $20 vials. And like the Persian guys who work the counter are like 3 for $55.
Dude.
And I was like, yes. And he was like, what, are you having a party tonight? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, no, it's all for me.
And so how did you feel?
This dude, I had
so an advanced heroin addict. Was right. doing, he, this guy was addicted to heroin.
He was a former addict.
So intravenously
knows,
doing a drug.
He knows the feeling of shooting H.
And so he went to Kratom.
He was like, this
and half a vial puts him on his ass. A heroin addict. And so no. you coming in, so the strongest like, drug you've ever done is cocaine.
All I've ever heard was like, this shit is herbal. It's like, it's more like beneficial. It's like more of like a medicine.
So okay.
Like, so I think I had the reverse placebo effect.
Which is what?
The Obacol. But like, I convinced myself that what I was feeling was like a normal human organic sensation.
What did you just call the reverse placebo effect?
I'll try to spell it backwards. Like, read it.
And you said Obacol. That's not even fucking close.
Obacol.
To be clear, we don't want to push the KB as autistic narrative.
He could just say words in reverse.
I didn't nail that at all.
Yeah.
No, like, I was like, oh, yeah, this is like a normal feeling. I'm not and fucked up.
Last but episode, also, we pushed people. We called it the KB challenge to do an entire vial of Kratom. So let's not do that.
I don't know.
It's funny that nobody reported back from that.
I know why. They're fucking dead.
So I'm like loopy as hell, like tripping into the subway and like barely walking down the sidewalk. And I'm like, this is not the Kratom. This is like, I'm just a normal human feeling. Also, I want to brutally murder the family of 5 Central Americans who are making me pause for 5 seconds so they can take a picture together.
That's the class.
And memorialize their vacation that they all worked 15 hours a day for 2 years straight to afford.
That's classic Obacol symptoms, my friend.
I was in rage mode. I was like, why the fuck?
Before you get in deeper, we do have to do an ad. Is that okay? Is that all right?
No, yeah.
We have 5, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm not yet.
We're really popular.
No. We'll do a 2-hour pod.
We'll do a 2-hour pod. All right, keep going then.
No, I don't have nothing else to say.
No, I want to know because you took it.
I was doing $600 of Kratom a month. My Kratom budget, I could have like 2 guest rooms
in
Bismarck, North Dakota. My parents were like, are you going to like buy a plane ticket to come home for Thanksgiving in a few weeks? I was like, no, I'm just going to do Kratom every single day instead. Kratom 6.
You were doing it early and often.
You weren't an addict to anything. You just did it. Nobody does that.
There was no like psychological dependency.
Nobody fucking does
I'm
that.
I'm going to keep doing it.
You need to get HelloFresh.
Yeah.
Gets meals delivered to your door.
Healthy,
meal prepped. You could save a lot of money by doing that. You ever think about that? The holidays are getting hectic. Mm-hmm. Use HelloFresh. They offer 50 menu or market items to choose from every week. The ingredients travel from the farm to your door. And, you know, I make the salmon probably every night.
As opposed to what, Nick?
The farm.
No, I love this product, but how else would they travel from anywhere to anywhere?
The farm to the grocery store, or maybe the farm to the packing plant to the grocery store to you.
HelloFresh has over 20 bison recipes.
It does have over 20 bison recipes. And you can also mix that in. Yes, they have 20 bison recipes.
No, I've had like a lot of their products, and I was always satisfied.
You always were. And you can swap in the swamp buffalo if you want to put that in instead of the bison, which is nice.
Bison sloppy joes.
That's oh my god!
Wait, swamp like the Yangtze River Valley swamp bison for the Punjab Indian River Valley.
That
swamp
very
bison.
One. That okay. very very one. And people at home can go to hellofresh.com/story14 STRY14 and use code STORY14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. So that's awesome. It's America's number one meal kit. Kyle, I was asking you, like, I was concerned a little bit. how are you doing this? How's this making you feel? And you said bad, but you kept doing it. Were you addicted?
No, I wasn't addicted. It didn't feel that bad. Sometimes it did.
What was the best high you got off of it?
When I would do like two straight vials. It was
With it, separate it. Have you ever done two vials a day?
I may have.
No, just be honest. Yeah, you could just tell me.
$40 a day. Like, what are you motherfuckers are going out to the bars getting like serve at tables and shit? I'm only paying $40 for Kratom a day.
And going out to the bars and getting.
You guys are getting like, you're getting steak dinners. Your bill is like $300. I'm only spending $40 on Kratom a day.
That's it. That is completely it. Uh-huh. That is it. But did you feel high?
Yes.
But what was the high?
I honestly did feel I had the reverse placebo effect where I was like, this isn't that high.
What
not
did you have? High.
The Okapal. I don't have it.
But I want to hash this out. I have a ton of questions. Why did you start doing it? Why didn't you research it? Why did you do the whole vial?
Because it's so small. It's like a cute little, like knick-knack.
But why'd you even start doing
it? It looks like it belonged in like a you think I Spy page.
It looks like it's just a run-of-the-mill tchotchke?
Yeah.
No.
It's like, what are you supposed to do? I guess you're supposed to like do like a droplet in your morning coffee.
And you're just shooting it straight.
Yeah, maybe not. I'd like people to get back to me.
If I had heroin right now, you could do a lot.
I was essentially a heroin addict.
Is that why your body was looking so great?
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, you looked great. But you were like...
The normal, like...
You had an existential crisis.
No.
At the peak of your Kratom.
No, I did not have an existential crisis. Because that's when you're like, you don't... Like,
that's when you had your drivel rant.
No, that's when you don't know the meaning of life. I'd get that. I don't care about life. I was just, what we're doing is drivel. For
right.
For a living.
But do you blame the Kratom?
I was... No, yes.
When was the last time you did
it? I was filled with rage.
Are you an addict?
No, because I stopped last week.
And was there any withdrawal symptoms?
No. Heart palpitations. But that...
Cold sweats?
Anything. Cold sweats.
That could be anything. Temper. Maybe that was too much bison.
I was
could be confusing your Kratom withdrawals with too much bison.
My fits of rage, I don't know if that was Kratom or what.
I probably Kratom.
Yeah.
You just became you became the equivalent of somebody that did heroin for years in one day. Mm-hmm.
I was very frustrated.
You were miserable.
Yeah.
You were walking around with like your fist clenched, like your palms bleeding.
There was like people in line standing in a single file line to take a picture by the Wall Street Bull.
Yes.
And it destroyed me. And I was like, I walked by and I just let out an audible fucking A.
So there's these people that are on a trip and all they want to see, it's a weird thing to
but
go
that,
see.
But that's also stupid.
Yeah, I want to go see the Wall Street Bull. Mm-hmm. They're these very, very poor, Hispanic tourists.
Yeah, mostly.
And they're going to see the thing that fucks them over.
Right.
I get it, but that wasn't your thought process.
They get, raped by bulls?
No. Wall Street.
Oh, like the...
Money, not literal bulls.
I can see that
happening. What's happened to you? You wouldn't believe what happened at the running of the bulls this year. This dude just got fucked by one.
Yeah.
That was your first thought process there?
Hmm. Whatever.
I feel like
I'm not mad anymore.
You're not.
Or sad.
You're not.
I'm straight down the middle.
What is that? What's the
straight
term?
Straight shooter. I don't know.
You're a straight shooter right now?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not like you're still like your skin looks good. Are you on a regimen?
I do a daily regimen.
What's your regimen?
Tiege Hanley.
What is that? What is Tiege? I got a new skin and hair regimen. I bought a giant bottle of neem oil, NEEM, and they were like it's a miracle cure all for everything. It's like it's a anti-inflammatory, antifungal, everything anti, and I got it. And it is the worst fucking smell ever. And it's so viscous. And I've been putting it in my hair every night.
Hair?
Yes. And my apartment smells like fucking ass. I've been having dandruff. And I don't. Yeah. And so I've been putting neem oil in my hair to sleep. And it is the worst smelling fucking thing. Yeah. But it's not as bad as just doing something stronger than heroin.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make my hair have less flakes. While you're No, what is your routine? Because you do, honestly, you're not as sweaty, you're not as shiny, you're not as red.
The normal routine when for a heroin addict is... it is Vicks, Perks, Oxys, heroin, Suboxone, Kratom, Narcan, or heroin, Narcan.
that is the order of operations.
And then Suboxone again, then heroin, then Narcan, then heroin, then formaldehyde.
Yes, that's the order.
I started with Kratom.
You started with like... The 11th step, right into
Skip
it too,
the middle, man.
And you didn't even experiment.
No,
is there? Did you look up if there was any dangers?
People were DMing me like, "Yo, dude, like you got to stop."
It's like, you know, when it's "Yo, dude," they actually are like,
"Yeah, they're like serious." Like people who like in that like scrolled like a year ago, they were like, "You're a pussy."
Oh, it's like the people that were calling like, you a pussy for some other things are like actually concerned. That's how you know.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. People.
Do you think your drug use is, do you think your drug use is the reason that you don't have a menu on the Barstool Bites menu?
Well, yeah. First off, what the fuck? Dude, I've been around, this is my 3-year anniversary.
Today.
3 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, it was yesterday.
Okay.
3 years. Like what? Who had a menu item for Barstool Bites?
Should I pull it up?
Yeah, pull up the Barstool Bites menu item.
Did you?
No.
That would have ruined me.
What? What are you talking about?
What are the...
There's some serious KB Nick Erasure going on.
Don't say that.
Why?
Nick Erasure, you can't say that.
There's
fast.
Some serious Nick KB Erasure. Erasure.
Oh, Nick
I KB. Agree.
Oopsies. I had the same thing. The first episode of BSN, our Barstool Shopping Network video, I said, BSN, what's that stand for? Big... Stinking noogie, or what did I say? I don't know, but it sounded like I said it sounded like I said a hard R N word.
Big sexy Nick.
Big sexy Nick. Or
yeah, you
that's
said it
what
fast.
It was.
Yeah.
And it was like we were premiering a new series, and within 5 seconds, I said the hard R.
Phonetically, you said the N word. Yeah. If I was like a speech pathologist transcribing a 2-year-old during like a speech like session, I would have wrote the N word, and I would have been like, oh.
Racist baby.
Yeah.
You have a racist baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was like the first 4 seconds. And then they were like, we're going to do a whole big premiere for it. And then people were tuned in. And I just said, yeah, that was not great. Who has menu items?
Keegs, Mush, mm-hmm. Casey. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want the full names?
Yeah. The full names of the menu items.
Keegs, Sweet Bites.
Yeah.
Mush's, Mott's, Curds.
Sure.
Casey's, Spicy Cauliflower. Cauliflower's with a K.
Oh, that makes, yeah.
Franz Frickles.
What the fuck is a frickle?
A frickle sounds like a skin affliction.
It sounds like that one book. What was the book with the redhead kid holding the pen? Prindle?
Oh.
I thought
maybe Fregley from Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
It's a combination of the two, yeah. What is that?
Oh, a frickle. It's a fried pickle.
It's a fried pickle.
Yeah. Nate's 3 stacks of high society.
What is that? Is that a burger?
Potato chips.
Hey. Is 3 stacks a poker reference?
I think it is.
Then why did... And they're what?
Chips.
And they're...
Okay, let's run that back. 3 stacks being like...
All right, so 3 stacks of high society is a Rounders reference.
But
the food is chips.
The food is chips.
They're damn good. I had them.
They are delicious.
I wish they weren't.
I wish they weren't, but it pissed me off. They're great. Kettle cooked. Old Bay chips.
Lou Will tenders.
Well, no, those are... Lou Will is just a basketball player.
Yeah, just an NBA player.
He's just on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
KFC's skinny fat wings.
Wait, so KFC has chicken? That's like false... never mind.
Pardon my biggie.
What's a biggie?
Yeah, what is a biggie?
I think... Somewhere in America calls heroes or subs biggies.
Okay.
I don't know where.
Okay.
And then there's Biggie by Smitty.
Okay. Yeah.
And Breeze grilled chicken fry biggie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Pardon my biggie. Could have been like pardon my
shake.
Take and lettuce tomato.
Shake, chocolate or vanilla shake.
Oh, pardon my shake.
Yeah.
White Sox Dave's big name
White Sox
tender
Dave
bucket.
Has one.
And he has a what?
A big game tender bucket.
Okay.
Okay.
What would yours be?
Eddie and Co's Bang Bang Wing Bucket. All right,
we've heard enough.
Glenn Ball's Long Island Sliders. Clem Swisher's Fight. Saturdays are for the dip. Donnie Bez dip.
Wait.
Saturdays are for the dip? Yeah. So that's quite obviously a play on Saturdays are for the boys. But they... Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Why would they waste a...
Easy
of a pun word as dip on Saturdays are for the blank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Donnie does dip. Dana Beers dip.
So three dips. I had the now it's going to get extremely veal for lunch today. And it was tender. It was good. It should make headlines.
Yeah.
The portions were too big. But other than that, I don't know. What would your menu item be? You should get
KB would just be like, I don't know, KB Toys.
So they'd get a toy? That's literally not the point. That is just so off base.
No, it would be like it would be KB, it would be a Kratom pipe and a bison prod.
Okay. Yeah. Why just not bison? You want to give them items.
You know, because see, KB Toys. I'm thinking KB Toys. It has to be a toy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What would yours be?
I don't know. I literally haven't thought about it.
Nick. Sausage Nick Muffin.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Any of that.
That was a really cocky eye roll.
Yeah, I was like, was that that much of a gimme?
It wasn't a cocky eye roll.
Have I like praised that I love sausage McMuffins?
You said it was pretty good, and I was like, it wasn't, and you're lying.
Okay, let's brainstorm this.
We're not doing a Nick pun.
Why not? You got one.
I didn't do a pun.
I want one.
Owens.
Street Talk Owens. Street talk. Like
nah,
street
fuck
taco.
It. He gets frickles too.
No,
Owen gets his own frickles. Taco.
That turkey ass thought.
Saturdays are for Owen's dip.
Yeah, just combine them. But the food is like, it pissed me off.
That turkey ass thought get tossed around, you heard?
It pissed me off that the food was good.
Stewart Manor, East Queens.
What are you talking about?
Yes, from around the way. Chill on me.
Yes. Yes.
Are you like from East Queens?
It's the first town after Queens.
So, yeah.
So, I'm the cusp.
It's kind of hard.
That's kind of hard. It sucks
it's
that it's
a,
called
it's
Stewart
a stark
Manor.
Difference.
It's a stark difference.
Is that a color palette reference?
Yeah.
I like how, like, Queens is, like, this really hard borough.
Queens.
It's called Queens.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm from fucking Queens. I've been inside Queens my whole fucking life.
Queens. Yeah, what else?
I'm going to do an ad real quick because we have a lot.
Oh, Jared yeah. Carabas. Jared Carab Biscuits and Sasha Gravy.
Is she an employee?
Oh, he's like the Vincent Chase of Saugus.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Coach's Caesar Salad.
Coach has something? Doug's? Okay.
Nah.
Doug's. Coach Doug's. First piss. First brisket. Ah, fuck. I don't know. Oh, well. I guess it takes a little bit more thought. Ad. Kyle, why don't you do this one?
What is it?
I don't know. He texted to both of us.
Your phone.
No, my phone's all cracked. You're not going to be able to read it. Plus, I have to go pee.
Where do you like to wear your cuts clothing, Kyle?
Yeah, Kyle, I have to go pee.
Just answer these questions and then I'll say the code.
I wear they sent us free products. I wear them everywhere. The shirts fit well. They look expensive. They're not that expensive.
People have been complimenting
people
you on your body composition.
It's not the body. It's the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have like a lot of tees. I have the pants. The shorts.
Oh, have it's you ever been complimented? Shit. Yes. Cuts just released their new Always On joggers. They're designed to never take a day off, even when you do.
Well, GQ was saying some shit about them. They are the premier men's fashion magazine and women's in the world, and they said some shit about Cuts clothing.
That they're the best at what they do. And
open-ended. No, they said the only shirt worth wearing. A tee that GQ calls the only shirt worth wearing.
And you can see it on the world's elite athletes like Patrick Mahomes, Damian Lillard, Tim Tebow, and Bryce Harper, just to name a few. And some of your favorite podcasters like Nick Turini and Kyle Bauer. It's not just a lifestyle. It's not just a clothing. It's a work, leisure apparel for the sport of business. Get 15% off your first order at cutsclothing.com/anus, A-N-U-S. That's cutsclothing.com/anus for 15% off your first order.
Okay.
Oh, and then can you ad lib?
Can I ad lib?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Now, I wear the product a lot. It is comfortable. It does look good. I don't know, how else would I rhapsodize about shirts and pants? Like, I'm telling you to buy it. It's good shit.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do? You going to go to H&M?
You should watch Nick and Kyle on YouTube, and you could see how good they look.
The fuck did Nick go?
He's been pissing you off.
He has been. I might do like a full turn on him.
Yeah. Turn him into a heel.
Not even that. He's just a cunt. Lately.
Yo.
Yo. Yo. Got the ad out of the way. Owen killed it.
Owen killed it?
Yep.
You didn't miss shit.
What the fuck were you guys talking about?
It's not bad as a producer, right?
Who, Owen?
Yeah.
He's the best we got.
He should get to eat his cake, right?
Yeah, why?
I'm sure it'd mean a lot to him to hear that from, you know, the people he works for.
I compliment him all the time. Yeah. I thank him.
Okay.
I'm probably the most appreciative guy.
Yeah. Just making sure.
Why? Have I not been giving you your dues?
I believe you.
Owen, look at me.
Do you love me?
No.
Kyle does.
You got the ad out of the way?
Mm-hmm.
How'd he do? Did he take it seriously?
Yeah.
You love Cuts Clothing.
Yeah. GQ said it's the only clothing company worth wearing.
The only shirt worth wearing.
The only shirt worth wearing.
Mahomes wears it. Damian Lillard wears it. Kyle wears it.
That's a big three. Did you do the joke?
What joke?
Breaking.
Oh, no.
The joke about the shirt. Yeah, it won't break.
I think I actually do that with Bear Bottom.
You think I should get that out of the way for Bear Bottom?
No, I'm saying I think that was the joke we did. We've done them for two different clothing companies.
Well, we did the ad, so then we're good, right?
Yeah, I'm just talking.
We did it for our clothing, too.
Yeah, we did say that. Yeah. So I guess there's three different shirts that are unbreakable. All direct competitors. I got a letter today. Enrique brought it over. And it's I don't want to flip it around because it has his address. It's just to me. It's from a guy named Doug Crispy in Sacramento. And he said, he calls me quick.
This is a handwritten letter?
Yeah. Quick click, Nick. If this makes you chuckle, that's tight.
You want to do a dramatic reading? I'll add some music.
There aren't words.
Yeah.
Oh.
I cannot.
There's not words?
There's a voice. It's a drawing. And it's like a weird. It's a guy in a backwards hat and a guy with like shaggy hair across the street. And it's the guy in the backwards hat is yelling to the guy across the street saying, "Ha, fuck you, pussy." And the guy is taking garbage out. And I don't know. Have I made a reference to that? This. I'm so confused by that. But he did give me a coupon as well. It's one free. Gimme that. So I can take something from somebody and just say, "Gimme that." And I give him this coupon. But I don't understand that letter at all. And it's been. I got it this morning, and it's been keeping me up. I don't know. That was never a reference I made, was it?
Is he going to assassinate you when you take your trash out?
I don't know.
My tea's gone cold. I'm wondering why. Got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see it at all. And even if I could, it'd all be great. I don't know what this is a reference to.
I don't either. And is it something, is it a joke I said in the past?
You said,
which one is me? Because they both look like me.
The guy in the hat's probably you because you are always wearing a hat. So you switched it up. Someone must have been getting on you. I don't know what this
People
is.
Say I'm bald sometimes.
No, don't know.
You
guys are both hairy boys.
Yeah.
You have a lot of hair too.
I don't have a lot of body hair.
Oh no, but like
you have hair like on.
You have nice hair.
You do. No. You have a nice wave to it. Well, do you have product in right now?
It's especially nice considering all things considered.
What's the all things considered?
The kratom.
Yeah,
you
could have had asphalt hair.
Like asphalt.
Yeah.
Kyle's your hair, but his hair feels like can I feel your hair? Because it's changed consistency.
It has. I know. Don't touch it.
Why? Is it falling out?
It honestly has been kind of falling out.
Can I feel your hair?
No.
Please. Just like one graze. I want pool.
Oh no, don't build that. Yeah, that doesn't look good.
Oh, you see? It's like I barely grazed it and just came out. So I got a really quick crater.
Yeah. When I watched 13th Year, I was afraid to drink water though.
Because he went bald when he drank water?
No, he was a mermaid.
Oh. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That could be happening to you.
That was traumatic. Cause like, well, arm, at least like, you're, grew a fin.
You could go bald, but at least you're not on heroin anymore. Let me feel your hair. Cause I'm curious by the asphalt texture. Has your texture changed?
It has. It's gotten drier. Cause it used to be like smooth.
Also, I'd prefer casual heroin use with a full head of hair.
No, definitely. So guys that do heroin have the best.
The guys
hair.
In the Kratom forums and subreddits are like, yeah, like my hair is falling out. Even like the women, like, yeah, I lost half my head. No, will not quit doing Kratom.
But they convince themselves it's not bad.
They are staunch proponents. I think that's like the whole. So you said it's healthy, it's organic, it's.
I hate
herbal.
To keep harping on this. It's funny. How did you even hear about Kratom? And how did you decide to do it being so uninformed?
I honestly don't know. Somebody said they did it. Don't want to throw them under the bus. They have a wife.
Somebody here?
Yeah. They have a brand new wife. So I don't want to get them mixed up in any like substance abuse issues.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, I'll give it a try. They're like, it kind of feels like opioids. I was like, I never have done even Vicodin. But I'm going to give it a try. Because I'm sober and I want to feel something.
Okay. You guys breaking out into song reminded me of an unreleased episode we did when we were first trying.
Oh,
we've gotten better at podcasting. We're not good by any means. We've gotten better, a lot better. We were so busy on the Rediscovering America trips. This was like the back of our priorities.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't give a fuck. And it was bad. Half of it was, you know, ads and stuff. But one of the first episodes we did, you two convinced me it would be funny if we brought people in here to sing us a song.
Well, it was Pompeii by Bastille.
That was the song. But you guys were like, Nick, it would be a funny way if we just had people come in here and sing Bastille. Pompeii, and it was, and I was like, guys, this is going to be cringy. This is going to be bad.
We fit like 15 people in
here. You got like 15 people, like Big T. Who else?
Vibs,
Keegs.
A lot of people.
A ton of people that were not really that close.
And it wasn't funny.
And they sang it like standing right there. And it was the worst idea ever. And do we have that? It's got to be deleted, right?
Oh, yeah.
But thank God. Because that was like, what was the point of that? I've been sitting on this for a while. You guys forced my hand there.
I thought it would be like absurdist comedy for like, you know, a room full of people to sing that song.
Sure.
It was hilarious when me and Kyle were doing it.
Yeah, you guys, you guys were Bastille-ing me.
Yeah, when we were Bastille-ing, yes, whatever. It's over.
I don't know.
No, it's something I think about every once in a while. Like we weren't even recording the pod, so you would just like faintly hear a choir of Barstool sports employees singing that.
Yeah.
Just curious. Just curious
is
all.
What are you curious about?
Well, the thought process there. I don't know. I'm airing grievances right now.
Huh.
Yeah.
You have any?
How about every time we like say a new sentence on this podcast, we first pause the recording and then explain to you our thought process on what we're about to say. So then we're all on the same page.
You can't compare the two. You had to go around and asking people. I was like, I'm not sure if it's worth it. It wasn't like a spur of the moment thing that 15 people were walking by singing that. We're like, hey, come in here.
It's a good song.
Y'all fucked up. Fucked up big.
Fast forward.
It is weird how like songs have a skip button, but podcasts have like the plus 15 second button. Like, who would ever use that? The plus 15 second button. Like, what is that even for?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Me?
Yeah. Well, no.
Why would
someone who presses that button be doing?
I don't think I quite understand why it exists. What is happening within 15 seconds that...
No, they hit it 3 or 4 times.
But yeah, but why, what is... It's like, it should just be skipped to like the next podcast. Like, why do you want to scrub through the episode?
That's, such an arbitrary amount of seconds. Like, 15?
Yeah, anyway, I'm going to pause this
15,
conversation.
15,
hold on,
30,
hold on.
Let, 60.
Let me do an ad really quick while you guys are talking about that particular button. I have a new idea for a sketch. I've been writing down a few, if you want to try to knock those out too this week. Maybe not this week. Which one do you want to hear?
Sketch comedy is just so...
you miss more than you hit.
It's so risky.
Yeah. I know we've like discussed like doing the sketch show, at least like a minute videos a week, like a minute long sketches a week, and then throw them all together at the end of the month in one whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Being a 4 minute show, I guess. Pretty good show. Mm-hmm. I was like watching Dave Chappelle, who was like, his show was like the all time sketch show. It misses more than it hits, but like the ones that that's hit are like thing, iconic. Yeah. And yeah, I don't
the
know.
The best if, sketch shows.
That's why miss, I'm.
The probably hit rate is probably like 52%, maybe.
The bet.
No, not even.
You think it's less?
I did 30.
Like, I think You Should Leave was probably like
30.
Do you think it was 30?
Actually, no, I think You Should Leave. But that's a shorter lifespan.
It's way shorter.
It's only two seasons. Yeah. Like I did all
and
of Key & Peele a couple summers ago, and that's like 20%.
Yeah, they're also like safe. Like they had boundaries.
True.
They did have boundaries.
Help them or hurt them.
But like Chappelle, like. There's like four iconic sketches that people talk about, and it made
that
it.
Is true.
But I don't. I'm afraid because I have some written, and I think we all do. But I'm afraid to do them because I don't think I have the mental fortitude to have these horrible misses. Like remember when we did the pork off video? Big miss.
It was. Yeah, agreed.
So we're going to do it. I want to do it.
Let's just talk about the idea, and if it is good, we'll like guilt or like we'll fish for people.
Also, you
got to
think though,
make.
If we're packaging them as a full episode, even if it's 4 minutes, but if it's somewhat longer, like some of the more misses get lost if they're packaged with like good ones.
Yeah, know? Yeah, that is true. I guess that is like the fail safe of like a sketch show. But I was thinking like for social, if we post, it doesn't SNL misses matter. A fuck ton.
Yeah.
But
someone commented, it was like, these guys take themselves too seriously.
Us?
Yeah.
Who?
Someone did.
What do, over what? What was the comment
name?
On?
It was one of our podcasts.
We take ourselves too seriously?
Seriously.
That ain't true.
That ain't true.
Goofiest guys
but
I
also
know.
Like, how else would you take yourself? If you're going to take anything seriously.
I don't take myself seriously.
Myself.
What?
What do you want me to take seriously, if not myself?
Honestly, how do you take yourself unseriously?
Do you want me to take myself satirically and write my suicide note like it's a Jonathan Swift chapter and then blow my brains out in the name of irony?
Like I'm in my apartment alone and I accidentally burn toast. I'm like, this is a fucking bit, isn't it? This
is that what? Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
fucking weird brain over here.
It didn't like linger with me. Yeah.
It no, of course not. You forgot all about it until you brought it up.
Yeah,
verbatim. No, that wouldn't bother me at all.
Someone also said some sideways shit to just me.
What did they say?
I didn't like that.
What did they say?
They DM'd me on Instagram. This is when I was still in rage mode, so I scrolled down to like 2015 and double tapped his brother's RIP post.
Oh no, you didn't, man. Kyle. That's fucked up.
Uh-huh.
That's fucked up.
That's funny.
And it wasn't even memorializing him. Like talking, it was just like, yeah, my brother passed.
That's oh, you're a monster.
And like, there was, it already had like 175 likes.
Okay, you're adding to
it. Wait, what are you doing there? If the post is just my brother died, RIP. Why are you liking that?
Yeah, why are you liking
it? You're liking the sentiment
that's
of resting
much,
in peace.
No, that's
not
supporting.
The
that's you're
how
supporting.
Much the guy sucked. It's 175 people.
We're
that
happy
was one of his most
that
liked
he was
posts.
Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had zero
they,
likes
they
when he posted it.
They were liking the fact that his brother died.
Us having a semi-public job is nice because our most liked post will not be saying that a family member died.
Never.
That's one of the hidden perks of this. One of the one perks that we have. Somebody commented today on the Yak YouTube that they said Nick reads all the comments. Fuck you. Yeah. No, I
that
don't.
Was deep. I saw that too. And it was like probably like the furthest down. And you don't.
What is the shame of reading the comments? Oh,
and they said that. About, yeah.
If I don't read the comments, it's going to be like Nick doesn't take feedback. What do you want?
Mm-hmm. Worse is when the Reddit will just be like, Sass and Owen, I know you're reading this.
And the thing is, you can't deny that. Yeah. You can't deny that.
Quite literally threw a wrench in that denial.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. Comment back. Didn't see what this said, but nuh-uh.
Brutal.
That is bad. Yeah, you just can't win with these fucking people.
Right.
I'm also tired of being called a lesbian.
You get a lesbian a lot.
What do I need to do to show that I'm not a lesbian? fuck a dude.
that would be one way. That's like the
all right, all right, fine. You fucking win.
That's foolproof because that's the only way you could. Yeah.
No, Nick's not a lesbian. He got absolutely fucking ravaged by a man.
That is the only thing that lesbians objectively don't do.
I know.
So, yeah.
I know. It's been weighing on
me. You get it a lot.
Can you guys just retell Kyle's joke from right before we started recording?
We walked into this studio and out and about with Pat, a funny podcast, Pat and Joey.
Yeah.
A gay podcast. And I don't mean that in the derogatory term. I mean in the literal term.
There, yeah.
A little man. Yeah. Yeah. A little this, a little that.
Yeah.
Pat has his like feet up and they're not recording and he's talking about this cis presenting low T guy with a ponytail. And Kyle interrupts, he's like, yo, you're fucking talking in wingdings.
They were using a fuck ton of like
vernacular.
In deep.
Yeah. Just
jargon.
Yeah, and Pat was like, oh, he's like a cis presenting, het presenting, low T, high E, but he's taking T, post-op, ponytailed guy that's coming to my place. And Kyle looks at him, he's like, yo, you're talking to wingdings right now.
That's a good line.
What the fuck is a ponytail? Which is, it had me tickled pink.
Yeah.
And, you're so straight, you don't know what a girl hairstyle is. What the fuck is this? You're so straight, you don't know what a pussy is. That's what it goes into.
I've been watching Sopranos, obviously.
Yeah, very quite obviously.
And yeah, like they like convinced me that eating pussy is gay.
The Sopranos have? Why?
Because Uncle Junior was munching on Bobby Sanfilippo's box ad nauseum in Boca. On vacation.
Yeah.
And like they were like bedside chatter and he was like, you cannot tell anyone about this.
Was he just eating her box?
He was doing it well and she was like complimenting him on it.
Okay.
And he was like, nah, you can't tell the guys. If you suck a pussy, you'll suck anything. It's a sign of weakness.
He said that?
You said this on the Yak?
You've only been speaking in Sopranos.
I think
Sopranos
the Yak
jargon.
List, yeah. Oh, that was on the Yak. And then like Tony finds out and he's like just destroying him. He's like, he calls him like a, what are you, Uncle June's whistling through the wheat field? He's a bushman of the Kalahari. And everyone's cracking up. They did a good job, a stellar job.
So this guy is giving women orgasm without his penis and it's gay.
Yes.
Well, Troop says eating box is gay.
Does he say that?
Yeah, he does it twice a year, anniversary and Valentine's
Day. Tony does it once a year.
When's really? Tony do it?
The wife just made a
good
comment.
Friday.
You only do it once a year, and it was left to interpretation.
But it wasn't literal. I bet it was just like rarely. You rarely do it, so it wasn't a literal once a year.
My TikTok has been gay.
What do you mean?
My algorithm.
My Twitter algorithm's been gay.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not liking the videos. I'm.
you just follow gay men. Yeah.
I'm not liking the videos or sharing them to anybody, but I might be lingering, I guess.
Okay, you're staying just long enough.
It's becoming gay.
Yeah. Face gay? Like thinly veiled homosexuality?
No, just most of the content.
But like,
yeah, like
what's
the
gay content?
I don't know.
No, what's the gay content? Tell us.
What?
She's like, it's normal content, but they're
gay.
It's
so graphic, you don't know what's going on. Oh. I guess that counts.
It's like, yeah.
It's the gay algorithm.
And foreplay.
That's your algorithm?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is your sketch?
I have a couple. What do you want to hear?
Please keep it to one. Pick your best one.
The one I have is like...
We're not on Shark Tank. Owen isn't Mark Cuban. Just why don't you get one out
of
the way?
But I crave your guys' approval. I respect your opinion.
All right. Yeah.
Dickhead.
I don't think you do.
Yes, I do.
No, I think you just want to hear how it says out loud.
Yeah. No, because I take feedback well. And I also ask for help all the time. Hmm? Hmm?
Hmm.
Yeah. Huh?
All right.
That's what I thought.
Give us both.
Both, I have a bunch.
oh, gee.
Do you just like me?
No. I really want people to believe I do, though. Because I'm very curious, much like someone is like, they want to know who shows up to their funeral or who like wouldn't mourn their
death. I'm all for rotating the blame on this show.
I'm curious as who would take my side and who would take your side.
I would have Owen and everybody else.
Okay. Who would I? Oh, fuck.
Without doubt.
Yeah.
I'm just nicer and more personable.
You are.
You might have. No, I take that back. No, it's me. It's you. It's you versus KB versus everybody. It's like Detroit. But
you'd get your dad. Nick would get the rest of your family.
I would get the rest of your family. Okay.
What's your sketch?
Do you remember when people did think like we were beefing and like somebody said like Trouble in Paradise? What was? Well, I forget what it was. People want us to have a rift badly.
That's what people crave.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
Come out on here, hash it out. It would be good for us, probably.
Probably.
Who's Cooper? Who's Franklin?
I don't know what the reference is to. I just said reference wrong. Yeah. Reference.
Let's call her daddy.
I'm Ben. Oh. You're Alice.
Ben. Ben who?
The inventor of electricity, Ben Franklin, and you are the... Alice Cooper. I don't even know who she is.
Alice Cooper is a famous woman. Alice Cooper is a man.
Is it a
rock star?
In my head, I thought I got you. I thought Alice Cooper was a woman.
So you're a nerdy ass scientist and I'm a fucking rock star.
Alice? Oh, fuck, I knew that too. I was thinking of Alice in Chains. Okay. Okay, yeah, fine. I'll still stand by that. I'm Ben Franklin. One of the most famous people of all time in the entire world.
Dead, maybe virgin.
No, you can't claim that.
And I'm a rock star.
Okay.
That's saying school's out for summer.
Oh my God.
Idiot.
What's your sketch?
We're a regular Ben and Alice on this show.
Oh, yeah. I'm Ben, you're Alice. Nice title. We're not scientists and rock star. We're Ben and Alice, so you still have to hold that label of Alice.
You fucking idiot. What Alice did you mean?
I'm sorry, Kyle.
Alice is such a dominantly female name, but yet you still gave me a guy. The one man, yeah, Alice.
I couldn't think of any other fucking Cooper that's a woman. And I thought, I don't know, it just came out. Yeah. It's still fun. I feel like I'm still winning this.
You're not.
Because you're Alice.
No, KB's right.
Yeah, KB's right. You want to know about my sketch?
Yeah.
The one I really
Let's tease it. One more ad. Talk to me about Quip.
Is that what we're talking about? I swear to God, I use my Quip every single day. I love it.
No, it guilts you into lasting or doing it longer.
Yeah.
It times
2 minutes is so fucking long.
2 minutes.
Do you need help lasting longer at the sink?
Yeah. I've been spitting too early at the sink.
I leave the sink. I do fucking laps.
Yeah. I hate the bathroom. Yeah. I clean the house.
Since I got the Quip, I started doing laps. I can't stay at the sink.
Was that on or off the kratom?
This was on the crate. I haven't brushed my teeth since withdrawing off the crate.
KB's hoping to find some kratom, like residue. a residue in the brush. Yeah. No, I honestly, I love the Quip. It's sick. Mm-hmm. I have it stuck to my mirror. It's like the all black Quip. It's stealth. It looks like a fucking stealth bomber.
Yeah.
It's not a bit much at all. It's stealthy. It's sleek. And I have so many Quip points.
It is awesome.
Because it rewards you for brushing your teeth. And I found out I brush my bottom way too much. Like 60% of my, 70% of my brushing is on my bottom. No way. Because I think that's where the food
is what's visible.
I think that's where the food gets stuck though.
Okay. But when you,
I brush my bottom more.
Way
I'm doing it mentally.
My first time I did it, I brushed my bottom 90% more. Oh. But now I'm damn near close to 50-50. And I wasn't brushing fast enough either.
It is fun.
I was a lazy, it is fun. 7 million mouths. People too have used it. The time sonic vibrations with 30-second pulses to guide dentist recommended 2-minute cleans. The reusable handles. So I have signed up for every 3 months. I get a new battery and head and toothpaste. So I never have to do that shit again. It has everything you need for a complete routine. It has the anti-cavity toothpaste, the refillable mouthwash. It has the brush heads, the floss, the gum refills. So they have it all. And you guys can get it. You can go to getquip.com/untold right now to get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/untold. GETQUIP.com/untold. Quip is a good habits company. That's what you need more of. Good habits, Kyle.
Let's hear this sketch.
Yeah, what's the sketch?
This one is like there is a murder, a brutal, brutal murder, but there's no evidence. And the case has kind of gone cold. There's nothing. And then they run into the detective's office and they're like, "Detective, we have a lead." And he's like, "Show me." And it's like, "It's on video. We have like in the top corner of this video, it's like you can see the shadows. You can see a little bit of the guy's face of who did it." It's like, and they're like, "Show it to me. Where has this been?" And it turns out it's like a YouTuber's prank video. And he's like, and like walking around with like a big ass. He's like farting on people. He's like walking up. And so like they have to keep like rewinding the video while this murder's it's happening like in the top.
Subtly in the background.
Turn up the volume. I want to hear, see if I can hear screams. And just like this, like big ass farts coming out of a big ass hole.
Yeah, like Lance 210.
It's like Lance 210. Now
hear me out. What if
pretending to be dead for his girlfriend?
Farting to death in front of his girlfriend.
I'm dying. I think it's my farts.
Oh, he's the one who just beats the shit out of his grandma.
Yeah. KB, Nico, our friend Nico used to be a grandma viner.
Oh, I remember.
Yes. He went viral on Vine.
He was good at Vine.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, he was a grandma viner.
What if the Zodiac Killer's in the back of the Star Wars kid video?
Just watching
that.
We just
never noticed.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, we're so fixated on
that
this
sketch
kid.
Would be funny. It's funnier, I think, visually.
That's what sketches are.
Okay.
You think, imagine like a stand-up comic describing sketches.
Okay.
Then it's like, yeah, it's Prince and he's playing basketball, right? I guess that would be funny.
That would be funny. I would laugh out loud, yeah.
I shouldn't have used the best sketch of all time from the best comedian of all time. That's on me. Yeah. That's a real Alice move. Kyle.
Wait, still the GOAT?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
You promised a prank call.
I said I could.
Oh, sure. Let's do it. And I think we should do a new thing. A lot of podcasts do segments, and it seems to be a good thing. So this is our segment to get people involved. You can tell comment on the Instagram or our Twitter clips of what place you want Kyle to prank call. And he'll fucking do it. That's a great way for interaction.
Or I could brainstorm it myself.
No, because you like
do my idea.
You're much funnier when you're given a task.
Okay.
Sorry. That's not how it works, pal.
Yeah. I will. I don't know. Prank calling is tough.
Is it?
Takes some.
What do you want to do?
Type
do
of
you
guy.
Want, you want to do one right now? Let's end up off right, the episode.
All right. I'm better. I'm funnier when given a task. So give me the prank.
I'm give him the prank. You have admitted that you're better when you have some restrictions.
I am.
call a library.
Yeah.
You're ready
he
for
gets
the
nervous
twist?
A lot, but, uh-oh.
Nick, give him a twist.
Oh, goddamn. It's about you're returning a book that you didn't get from that library.
Oh, my God.
Pretty good, huh? Pretty fucking twisted, huh?
All right.
What size is the book, Owen?
No, probably either really small or really big.
Yeah, it would have to be really small, really big. If only we have a crutch. That is our most popular podcast bit.
Okay. What book is it?
Tucker Max. I hope they serve beer
and
hell.
No, that's too pranky.
That is? Okay.
Yeah, just give me a run-of-the-mill book.
Just any book.
A jumbo Quran or a mini Bible.
Do you want to go religious with it?
Nah, because that's too pranky as well.
Okay, you just want a book.
Yeah.
Grapes of Wrath.
Grapes of Wrath.
By Steinbeck.
Yes.
Yeah. Is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest a book or was that just a movie?
Book.
I think they should redo it. Because have you ever seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Yeah, it's a great film.
It's a great movie. It's about Jack Nicholson, who's playing a character. He pretends to be insane so he can go to an insane asylum instead of jail. I think that they should reboot that, but it's a guy that's like just decides to be trans and goes to a women's prison. It's like, how damn, you spent 20 years in the clink, how was it? This dude just like, it was the fucking best.
He was just eating pussy the whole time.
It was the best fucking. He doesn't change his appearance. I think that's a closed ass library. You tried to call Minneapolis library?
Yeah, I'm starting fucking somewhere where the people are more pleasant.
Yep.
Sure.
Welcome to the Hosmer Hennepin County.
It's the same voice.
It's the same fucking voice for two libraries.
I'm going down to fucking Tulsa.
The book's by Ken Kesey.
Who? What book?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No, I'm doing Grapes of Wrath.
I was just telling Nick because he was curious earlier in the conversation.
Quite.
Jesus.
It is 8 o'clock. You're going to have to go West Coast.
Is this every fucking library?
You got to go West Coast.
Is it on any receptionists? All right. I'm going Bellingham, Washington.
Yes, that.
Mm-hmm.
They have a good library there. A lot of bound books.
Hi, I had a question about returning a book.
Okay.
Grapes of Wrath. It's the jumbo Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck, the jumbo sized one.
Did you return a book? You...
Would I be able to return that? I have the jumbo. I have the Grapes of Wrath book by John Steinbeck, and I was wondering if I could return it.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Do they take the minis too?
Now I got this. I'm visiting cousins in Bellingham. I got this book at the Schusterman Benson Library in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh yeah, no, we won't be able to do that. I'm sorry, we'd have to pay the cost of shipping, and we're unable to.
Okay.
Do that.
So just it would. So if I do. I can return it for the shipping cost.
Oh, no, we weren't. I'm going to be able to do that for you to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah.
Sorry. You just kind of rejected that pleasantly, so I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
She was just nice.
Yeah.
That didn't work at all.
No. We'll cut all that. That could work, though. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I had a... Shit. I had a question about returning a book.
Yes, what is it?
So I have the Grapes of Wrath, the John Steinbeck Grapes of Wrath, the jumbo hardcover, not the mini paperback handheld one, the jumbo hardcover Grapes of Wrath. Mm-hmm. So I had a question. What?
What is the question? What was it? 8:45.
So I could return it by then.
You can return it in the bin outside, or you can bring it in.
All right, so I checked it out last week from the Schusterman Benson Library in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And now
we only take Nassau County home.
Okay, but I'm not going back there anytime soon. So I was wondering if I could just return the jumbo hardcover Grapes of Wrath to your library, because that's the town I'm staying at indefinitely.
You'd have to call tomorrow and speak to someone here. Hold on one second, please.
Okay.
This might just work. You might just have to go buy Grapes of Wrath and just bring it to this library.
That might be easier than I thought.
Is she coming back? She just really wants to get out of there. They close in 20 minutes. Yeah. Ask if they'll stay open till like 8:50.
Stress that it's a jumbo.
Yeah, just be like, this probably will not fit on your shelves.
That's what.
And so you get to take out two minis for returning a jumbo.
They're going way up the staff. This might be like the like CEO of libraries.
Miss James P. Library. Dalton Book.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. So I understand you have a book from an out-of-state library.
So it's the jumbo hardcover, the Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. I got it from the Benson Schusterman Library in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where I'm originally from.
Right.
But I'm in Nassau County indefinitely, and I need to get this book off my hands.
Right. So the thing is, we don't have, like, a connection to their system. So the best thing that I would recommend to do would be to contact them and find out what they would like you to do.
Okay.
They may then ask they may then contact us and say, because they have to have some record of where it is. So if it just showed up there, you know, if we put it in the mail, then, you know.
Yeah, completely understand. I just,
so contact them, see what they say to do, and then are you now an Elmont cardholder, or are you with someone who is?
No, I'm just in this is the most local library to me. And I understand what you're getting at. I just, if it is a time thing where you got to close the shop, I could leave it like behind a door or a dumpster.
Unless we have established a communication with them, because it's their book.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to call the shops on what they want to happen to it. So
yeah.
We can't assume responsibility until that
I get, yeah. So this is the Tulsa Library's book. It's not yours.
So if you contact them,
but
I'm sure they'll tell you what they want to do, and if they want to contact us or tell you to have us contact them, that's fine. That's why I'm wondering if you're staying in Nassau, if you're going to get an Elmont card here, that would help.
Yeah.
And then we'll have you in the system. You know what I mean? It's
really
a question of, like, the computers need to be able to talk to each other and document where this thing is and how it's getting there.
Completely
sure have their preference for what you're going to do.
Completely understand. Thank you. But if we could rearrange or arrange something where I meet somebody somewhere, like a staff member, maybe like the halfway point of my place to the light.
I'm saying for this library, we can't move forward with anything from a library standpoint until some communication. Now, if you want to come in and one of us will contact them while you're here, that's fine. It's a little late to do that tonight. Yeah. That might expedite things if that's kind of what you're getting at, and then we can kind of just take it from there, or they'll say, you know, absolutely not, you're responsible for it. I don't know what their response is going to be, and I don't want to speculate as to that.
Yeah, I just can't. Yeah, I'm just not going to be able to get back to Oklahoma. I can get there 7 minutes.
Tonight it's just too late because I just have too much to do before we close. I'm by myself.
If there is a way to help me get this book off my hands, you know, I can make it happen.
Are you available to do it tomorrow? That's what I'm asking.
Yes.
Or during the day.
Midnight.
Really tight, tall hat.
Yeah.
I
completely understand.
I'm here by myself, and I have to close up in the next half hour.
Yeah, I thank you for
tomorrow,
your time.
You have a full staff. So come in tomorrow.
Yep, I appreciate that. Thanks for your time.
You.
Just got to
get. Thank you for understanding.
If.
Yeah, they're so nice.
Oh my god,
people are so nice. Nice.
I know it's
you almost have to go.
It's not
food.
A satisfactory prank when they're nice.
No, but it's weirdly just as funny.
Yeah, it's just it's funny.
If
but all right. Yeah. So send in your recommendations.
Going back to Oklahoma.
Also, we have new merchandise out on the bars. None of us is wearing it. Yeah. But the hoodies are champion. They're really nice. Worth
they
the price.
Good, yeah.
The beige shirts are very cool. The black shirts are nice. So please, if you guys could get all three or get two of each, that would be really awesome.
Yeah.
No promo codes there.
No, I'm happy with them. Yeah.
I'm happy with them.
Yeah.
I'm plastering any receipt on the Instagram story.
Oh my God. Yes.
That'll mean a lot to them.
Yeah. It'll bring the community together. Yeah, it really will. And that's what we want to do. But thank you. Send some recommendations to Kyle. Send the receipts to Owen. And that was this week's episode. What are we going to title this one? Ben and James. Ben and Alice.
Ben and Alice. Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, that'll make you. All right. Yeah, no, do that. Let's see what happens.
You mean you're exactly reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Hey, is that story old or told?
Fuck no, baby!